to an end.
The voices of Robin Hilton and Bob Boylan, hosts of All Songs Considered, discussing Sufjan Stevens' new album, Carrie and Lowell. It comes out next week. It is part of our series First Listen, and you can stream the album all this week at our website, npr.org/music. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
You'll never see us again.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 567.5, down 7. July down 7 as well at 573. Soft May wheat 528.5, down 5.5. July down 5.25 at 532.75. May corn 392.75, up 2.5. July $4.50, up 2.5. September 407.75, up 2.25. December 416.5, up 2.25. July 16.435.75, up 1.5. May soybeans 978.5, down 5. July 983.5, down 4.5. September 967.25, down 4.25. November 960.25, down 4.75. May soybean meal 325, down 230. May soybean oil 3104, down 11. April live cattle 161.55, up 20. March feeders 217.25, up 25. April lean hogs 5837.5, they're down 87.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, corn trading both sides overnight, and now it's found the green this morning.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we had, the corn had some resistance at 393. As we look up the screen, it's 393.25. And if we close above there, then it sort of opens the door to maybe try that $4 mark again that way, Dave. But, you know, we're looking at some weather down in the south. You know, Texas, I think, is at 14% planted, but you get over to Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and they're down under 5% planted. And, you know, we're lagging behind. And if we don't get some decent weather down there soon, why, we're going to see some corn acres shifted to beans, probably.
Maybe even cotton, for all we know.
That's true, too. I mean, you know, so, but that's why we're seeing corn a little bit on the plus side, beans a little bit on the minus side, looking to gain a few acres of beans that way. Beans have really come back here in the last little bit, too, along with the dollar turning around and being 102 higher here now after, you know, we're a good dollar off our low here. So that's another thing that we're looking at today, because the dollar really influences yesterday.
So you touched on old crop corn, new crop corn 417 and 420 is that little resistance support area. Do you like chances of punching that before next Friday?
I think we do have a real good chance of doing that. I think that as we look at the commitment of traders we saw last week, that there's a lot heavier on the short side of things, and I think a few people are going to want to lighten up a little bit going into that report, and that means that probably the shorts will be the buyers coming on in here. So, also, if we get above that 422, 425, why, you know, we're probably looking at doing a few more of a little bit of put buying, a little bit of call selling on that one as we look at it, Dave.
I was going to ask you if you thought that was a hedgeable level or not.
Well, you know, we're not just going in and probably straight selling it, but we'd like to own some 420 puts and maybe sell a couple $5 calls against them.
And then I suppose at that point we could get a significant pop out of the March 31st planning, prospective planning report or quarterly grain stock part report that might ever so briefly move the market one direction or another. I suppose we ought to have some orders above the market at that point.
Oh, I think that's just sort of a given, Dave. I think that basically, unless it's something that is so drastic it's going to be forever, like corn acreage down at 85 million or something like that, I would think that any sort of good bounce that we get would be a chance for everybody to do a little catch-up selling.
You might even get to 430 by then. Who knows?
That would be wonderful. That would be, you know, these guys are all looking for some things to do. The idea is just not just look, but have some of those orders in there if it would happen to get there.
All right. So we touched on the corn market in detail. Let's look a little bit harder at the soybean market, where in the November beans, we're still looking for a new high for the week after yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, 963, doggone, yeah. That's quite a ways under $10, and that's where we'd like them to be. But, we think that we can possibly, you know, it's going to be hard to see much of a rally with the ideas of the large bean acreage and maybe picking up some more acres because of the weather. One of the things, you know, we did look here, China has been a very aggressive buyer of beans last week. I think there was like 27 cargoes of beans that they booked. They are still looking ahead. They made the comments that they're not going to go for extreme production, but maybe a little more conscious of the environment and their chemicals and fertilizer and some of the places where they're having some problems with their soils and that way. So that is good for imports for next year. But on the other side, the PMI from China come in at 49.2. They're expecting a 50.5. So some of their industrial concerns and some of that have their economy slowing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Their economy slowing probably means a little less meat being bought, means a little less bean meal needed. So, you know, a sort of a mixed sword there, but basically along the way, they've been aggressive buyers here as of late, Dave.
But if you really want to know the market that might take off real soon, and it has already shown signs of it, and that's wheat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say copper, but the wheat market, basically, as we look at it, the crop ratings come out last night, a little bit of a surprise. Colorado was rated at 55. Compared to last week at 49% good to excellent, Texas at 55 compared to 51, Oklahoma 44 compared to 40. So that's a little bit why we saw the dip overnight and still a dip continuing today in the wheat market. You know, we continue to hear possible weather problems, maybe a little more rain coming in to some of the wheat hard red wheat areas after the way that we've seen a little shift in the jet stream overnight. But, you know, Ukraine and Russia talking that they will be down compared to last year. And we are still needing to see some good moisture come in, or that hard red wheat area. And for the spring wheat up there, does need some moisture when it comes out of dormancy, Dave. So they're pretty dry.
You want to talk about copper?
Do I want to talk about copper? Well, it hit most all of the news, the headlines here this morning about how we'd seen some of a turnaround there, and how China had increased some of their buying on that, and it had seen quite a little surge up here. So that was the hot topic of the day on a lot of the bottom of the newsletters this morning. So that was one thing we looked at a little bit and said, I know that Dave Hightower at the meeting in January said that copper was going to be the buy of the year. So he hadn't been right up, but now maybe we're seeing a turnaround. Maybe he's going to have that one right.
So in the post report, we'll go back to the weather, obviously. And based on your observations, what you know, are we set? What kind of spring do you think we're setting up for?
Well, you know, more and more we get three different weathermen sticking out their percentages of what they think El Nino will be here today, and maybe a little wetter through the Midwest here, but you know, still dry on their edges on the western side. So, but you know, it's an early Easter. Early Easter generally means for a earlier planted crop, and we're going to go along the lines. We're going to see a little bit of you know, still some winterish type weather up until then, but you know, this next Sunday's Palm Sunday, and the week after that's Easter, and after that, it's going to be wide open to plant again, Dave.
Right.
So that's what the old almanac says.
Does the Northwest? I know the Northwest, parts of Minnesota, part of North Dakota, really dry at
very
this
dry.
Point, and some of it's irrigated, certainly, but a lot of it is not. And I wonder. What I wonder is, if they remain dry, how much support or rallying could an area of that size give the marketplace?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on what they end up planting, number one. You know, will there be corn planted there? Will it be milo? Will it go to spring wheat, or what will it go to? But number two, as we look at that, we're going to be watching the weather very closely all spring and summer just because of the large areas of dryness. And you talk about the irrigation. Some of them aren't going to be able to irrigate what they want to because the reservoirs aren't full or their water is going to be limited. Mm. So that's another thing. But, I mean, all in all, you know, it's going to take decent weather to not cause a rally because we do have enough dry areas that there can be some problems at any time.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. December corn, 416.5 up 2.25. Novi beans, 962.25 down 2.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.